Bandwidth.com.
All right, folks, it's another nice spring morning here in New England. Welcome to another broadcast of Truth Hurts here on RBN. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani. Be with you for the next 2 hours. We've got two guests today. The first hour, we're going to have Brad Newsham. Going to be talking about our wonderful president and the movement to impeach him. Just let the studio know again, I'm getting feedback. It just started now for some reason. I don't know why. Hopefully, okay, I guess that took care of it, whatever you did. Thanks. That was really obnoxious there. Actually, I'm still getting it, but it's not quite as bad. Hopefully we can get that resolved. Then the second hour, okay, yeah, that took care of it. Whatever you did, keep it there. The second hour, we've got Ted Pike going to be talking about, well, amongst other things, his push to get rid of things like, you know, the hate crimes bill and to make sure that it never comes back, and other pieces of sleazy legislation they're trying to ramrod through. I just read this morning Bush is censoring a report about civil liberties losses. The ACLU is hot on his trail on that one. He wants to minimize the damage, of course, so the public doesn't know just how extensive it has been, the wiretapping and other measures to invade your privacy, all in the name of protecting you and keeping you safe, of course. I mean, it's not like Bush is actually interested in engaging in a power grab to protect his interests. He's never done anything like this before, of course. Why should he start now? Yeah, anyway, just a reminder, we're still going on with our pledge drive, so we'd appreciate anything you could contribute, folks, to help us here at RBM, to keep these great programs going. You can either call in at 800-724-2719, or you can send your checks in or your money orders, whatever, to the RBN office. That's at 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, that's the RBN office, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Also a reminder, we still have the the America Freedom From Freedom to Fascism DVD by Aaron Russo. That's $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. And again, you can get that by calling 800-724-2719, or you can go to republicbroadcasting.org and order your copy there. Also, a reminder, I'm offering my two books, The New World Disorder, as well as Piercing the Fog of 9/11. You can get both of those on CD for $10, including shipping, or you can order them individually in printed form for $30 a piece, including shipping, by writing to me, Charlie Giuliani. That's at 39 Fruit Street in Milford, Mass., 01757. Again, 39 Fruit Street, Milford, Mass., 01757. I forgot to mention, too, I don't think I mentioned it all this week, but I have a whole list of religious books that I wrote years ago when I was a theology major. You might find them very interesting. I cover all kinds of topics. They're basically extended biblical studies. One is called Church Inc., Church Incorporated. It's about the fraudulent nature of organized religion. And a whole lot of other topics. I'll finish up on that when we get back after the break. And then we'll be joined by our first guest, Brad Newsham. So stick around with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Hey, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Going to be joined here in a minute by our guest, Brad Newsham. Before we do that, let me just finish up what I was saying before the break. Like I said, if you want to order any of the religious books that I talked about, these are much cheaper. I got them printed in simple cardstock covers. They're small, handheld little, 8.5 by 11 fold over jobs. They range anywhere from 30 to about 92 pages. Anyway, I've got topics like Church Inc. I mentioned. It exposes the fraudulence of organized religion. You want to know what's wrong with organized religion, how it got to be in the mess that it is, why you can't trust it, why you shouldn't support it, why you shouldn't be a part of it. I present not only legal arguments, but biblical arguments. In fact, primarily biblical arguments. God has nothing to do with organized religion, folks, and vice versa. And again, if you doubt that, Church Inc. is the book for you. Take a look at it and try to prove me wrong. I got another one called Does God Destroy? I might actually do a show on that, even though this is a political show. This is a very important topic because it has completely, because of the lack of understanding on this subject, a lot of people have developed a totally perverted understanding of what God's character is, of what it's supposed to be, and thus their character has become perverted and corrupted. If you believe God to be an angry, vengeful deity who says, do what I say or else I'm going to blow you up, you tend to emulate that in your own character. That's one of the reasons why we had the Dark Ages. People had this attitude of, do what we say or what God says or we're going to kill you. You know, Jesus himself said that he warned that, you know, the time was coming when people would kill you, and doing so, they would think that they were doing God's service. Obviously, then, God does not sanction killing. And so, but, you know, there have been many biblical passages that have been misinterpreted and misapplied to imply that he does sanction killing. So you want to get to the bottom of that? This is a very unique study. I made some incredible discoveries back when I was a theology major. One of the reasons why I never became a minister. There's no room for divergent thinking. You're not allowed to teach that God is a loving, tender, merciful God. You must teach he's an angry, vengeful destroyer. Do what I say, or I'm going to get you. Because that brings in more donations every week. That's why. You can manipulate people by fear, just like they're doing with the phony war on terror. So you want to find out what God is really like as opposed to what the hucksters behind the pulpit are telling you. This book called Does God Destroy is something you want to look into. Anyway, I got a whole list of other topics. I won't take up any more time with that. But you want this list of topics, this list of studies, and how to get them, you can just drop me an email. That's truthhurtsradio@aol.com. And again, it's spelled H-E-R-T-Z, truthhurtsradio@aol.com. Just drop me an email. Let me know you want to look over my list of religious studies. And I'll send that off to you. Totally radical view. It'll strip away the lies. And it might even hurt a little. Truth does hurt. Whether we're talking about religion, politics, you name it. Truth hurts. Sometimes it outright sucks. But if you're tired of being, you know, taken for a ride by religious and political leaders, send me an email and I'll tell you how you can get some of this stuff. All right, folks, with no further ado, let me introduce our guest. It's Brad Newsham, and should be very interesting, very informative. Brad, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, great to have you.
Yeah.
I understand you've been instrumental in, amongst other things, in helping to push forward the impeachment agenda.
I have come to believe that, yes, I have played a little part here. When I saw the election coming up last year, I thought, if we win, we're going to need a place to, if the Democrats win, if they take back the Congress, that's who I call we, there's going to be a need for an expression from the people. And there's also going to, in the impeachment movement, which has been going on for a couple of years at least, there's been a lot of words, a lot of chatter, a lot of talk, but no visuals. And I came up with the idea that if we all went down to the beach, if we could get enough people down to the beach here in San Francisco and spell out in 100-foot letters, impeach, exclamation mark, it would at least give the impeachment movement a visual. And on January 6th, which was 2 days after Nancy Pelosi became Speaker of the House, that's what happened. That's what we did. We got 1,000 people. I was sort of not shocked, but very happy that so many people came down to the beach, and we did exactly that. We laid down inside the outline of lettering, 100 feet tall, 10 feet wide, said impeach, exclamation mark. And the images were on CNN. They were in newspapers all over. They were in websites and newspapers all over the world. And perhaps who are listening have seen the pictures. But we also went back on April 28th. Actually, that January 6th event was so successful that apparently it inspired people to do the same thing or something similar in their own hometown. And on April 28th, in apparently 130-plus cities around the United States and in a couple of foreign countries, people gathered from groups of a handful of people up to 500 and 1,500 back here in San Francisco and spelled out impeach with their bodies or with signs or with whatever was handy. And I like to think that we do have a strong impeachment movement, and I've been very happy to see it gathering strength. This morning I'm a little disappointed because I've gotten the news that MoveOn.org is not going to leap in here, as I have been hoping that they would, and hoping and working for that for about the last 6 weeks. I've been trying to. I have been a Move On member for years and have supported Move On causes. And if they were to jump in here and start, you know, beating the drum for impeachment, which I think most of their members want, it would make a huge difference. They've got a difference. They have 3 million members. They have financial resources that are considerable, and when they jump into an issue, it makes a real difference. as we saw in the last election.
Oh, why aren't they jumping aboard with this? Have they just not responded, or have they actually come out and said no? Or?
You know, it's kind of complicated. I've gotten very disheartened with Move On. The inner circle seems to have this wall built around them, and they have taken the position that this is not an issue they want to touch. I believe that they've gotten, you know, comfortable with the Democratic elite and that they are following Nancy Pelosi's line that impeachment is off the table, and who in the world gave her the right to take away one of, you know, something from the Constitution that was given to all of us? That is a mechanism that the Founding Fathers put in there for obviously good reasons, and to just take it off the table makes no sense. But what I have come to believe that Move On is thinking is, well, one of the key points that they have promoted to their organizers, that they
sounds like they want you to move on.
Excuse me?
Sounds like they want you to move on.
Well, I don't know. They say that they listen to the members, so I've been trying to rally the membership as much as I can, and just in the last couple of weeks they've started to poll the membership, kind of taking a small poll, polling 20,000 randomly selected members from their 3 million, and they say that only 50% or so want Move On to work for impeachment. That's 1.5 million people, and it's an energetic, it's probably the most energetic part of their organization. But one of the telling reasons they have given for resisting it is that it might look hypocritical, since Move On started as an attempt to get the country to move on past the Clinton impeachment, and for them to be calling for Bush's impeachment would look hypocritical. Now, I think it's just vulgar, obscene to equate Clinton's crime with the massive and crimes of the Bush administration. And
well, the pathetic irony here is that Clinton did do things that warranted impeachment, but it's not the Lewinsky thing, you know what I'm saying? But when it comes to Bush, anything Clinton did pales in significance to what Bush is doing.
To compare the two, it just doesn't make any sense at all. You can't make that argument. But
no.
I just heard yesterday, I'm usually a fairly upbeat guy, but I just heard yesterday that they're not planning to do this, that they have concluded that their polls don't warrant it. They've got all these other issues that they say their membership wants to work on, all of which would impeachment would support. If they got rid of this administration, do you think we'd have a better shot with, you know, the global warming policies and all the other things that the Bush administration stands in the way of? I think it seems to be the obvious next thing. But how we get public opinion swung over in that direction in the 20 months that we have, we've got 20 more months of the Bush administration unless we do something. And it just seems unthinkable.
A lot can be done in 20 months, boy.
Agreed. Yeah.
You can...
I'm an author like you. I've written a couple of books, stories of trips around the world that I've taken, and I've been a San Francisco cab driver for almost 22 years now. And I am my activism is grounded in the conversations that I have had over the past few years with people in the back of my cab.
Oh, yeah, you can get your best education that way.
Absolutely. I feel like I know what the people are thinking. Just everybody that gets into my cab, I try to have a conversation with. And I don't, it's not a harangue. I don't want to be the kind of cab driver where you get in and suddenly you're subjected to an onslaught of opinion.
You could start your own polling agency that way.
Well, that's what I try to ask very evenly, you know. And about half my fares are from out of town or from other countries. They're not all from San Francisco. And so I don't think that I'm hearing just the voice of the Bay Area populace. I'm hearing a broad spectrum. And I'll give you, just a couple of weeks ago, I had three people in the back, and they spoke English with an accent that I wasn't familiar with, and I asked them where they're from, and they said Iceland. And I said, I think I've heard that answer once in my 20-some years as a cab driver. And I said, is there a general opinion about, in Iceland, is there a general opinion about the Bush administration or about the United States government? And there was this silence from the back, and they said, will you still take us where we're going if we tell you?
Change that subject really fast. Pretty funny. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back. We'll
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
8822. Even the people in Iceland want to get rid of Bush. I hear the penguins up there don't like him either. Welcome back to Truth Hurts. We're here with our guest, Brad Newsham. So that was it, huh? They just changed the subject?
I had heard that Kucinich was going to file his impeachment charges the next day, and I told this to those people, and they were very excited. They said, "Oh, this will be great news in Iceland. Everybody." Oh, and I was in London last summer, and the first hour I was there, I went to the grocery store, and the clerk says, "Are you American?" He says, "What is going on with your country?" You go anywhere, I would suppose. We once had such a lofty standing in the world. Been around the world four times with my backpack, circled the globe four times. And I met people, I haven't been out in the last few years, but people everywhere used to just really respect America and Americans. And I think that
used to, that's the key. Yeah.
Yeah, it's scary. There was a guy in back of my cab who was from France. He was born in France, but he went to school in Kansas, and he has lived all over the world, and his job in the oil industry keeps him traveling all the time. And he said, "I love your country." He'd gone to school in Kansas, I think I said that. He said, "I love your country, but you cannot believe how hated America has become in the world since this cowboy president." And it's a steady drumbeat of negative news from the rest of the world. And I don't see why we would tolerate it another 20 months. I don't see why we've tolerated it this far. But
how about 20 minutes?
20 minutes, yeah. I bet there are people listening. This occurred to me the other day. that there are a lot of people listening who are like me, that within 5 minutes of waking up in the morning, you know, coming to consciousness, you have the thought, oh man, we're in big trouble in this country. You know, this government. Sometimes it's the very first thought I have in the morning, but it's
scary.
Always there.
It's always there. Oh yeah, it's always there. You can't run from it. Yeah, it's always over your head.
I have this very comfortable little life here. I've had I'm 55 years old and I've had a good life. Now I have a 10-year-old daughter and I would love to be able to go back to my comfortable little life, but I just can't. It seems like watching what this government has done has radicalized me and it's caused problems with my wife and daughter because it's taken me away a bit. But I think, goodness, if we don't get this country back under some form of sanity, What's going to be left a year from now or 2 years from now? And it just keeps me going every day.
You've done us good, George. You know, George, if you could just get off those psychotropics for 5 minutes, clear your head out a little bit and look around, you'd realize that pretty much everybody can't stand you anymore. It's time to go, George. Pack your bag.
It is. Can I tell you a little bit more about
I'll pay for his ticket personally to send him down to Paraguay there where he bought that piece of land recently. I'd be more than happy.
About that. It is very scary. How we go on, how we get up and just go to our jobs and continue with our lives in the face of this, thinking somehow that it will work out okay.
No, we got to come out of our comas, folks. You can't have that attitude anymore. Things have gotten way too bad. You can't think that, oh, it'll just go away. I'll just ignore it. No. It's not going to go away. It's only going to get worse as long as we remain apathetic. What were you going to say? Could you tell me what?
Oh, about the Beach and Peach Project.
I wanted to ask you, did you get any numbers, by the way? How many people actually showed up for that?
Well, we've done it twice now. The first time, January 6th, we had 1,000. The second time, we had 1,500. That was just 2.5 weeks ago, April 28th.
That's great.
Yeah, but I came up with this idea last October 21st. My wife and daughter and I were sitting around the kitchen table on a Saturday afternoon, and my daughter asked, "Have you guys ever heard of Google Earth?" And immediately I had heard of Google Earth and how you can they beam down, you can zero in on any spot on Earth.
Oh, the live images one, you mean?
Yes. Yeah. You log on to Google Earth, and we looked at our house. You know, we could see our cars sitting out front, our two cars, and we could see the umbrella from the patio furniture in the backyard. We could see those things, and I realized, what if you could put the coordinates for Impeach Bush or some similar message onto Google Earth? But those pictures are all taken; they're all about 2 to 3 years old. So I thought that won't work if to use that. But then the idea was there, and I thought, well, we need this visual. And so I thought the beach down at San Francisco, what would you have to get to make this a immediate
event? Well, there's supposedly a pay version that is live. You can actually zoom in live as it is at any given moment.
Well, I wanted this to be as broadly accessible as possible and not something that people had to pay for to see. But
right.
But I thought I came up with the idea of the spot to do it, you know, on the beach in San Francisco, right on the edge of the Pacific Ocean with the Golden Gate Bridge in the background. And I thought, nice round numbers, 100 feet tall, get 1,000 people. You can fill in this lettering nice and crisp. And if anyone's listening, the images from this are at beachimpeach.org. So I started to organize this. And, you know, you get an idea like this, and everyone looks at you funny. You know, you're going to what? 1,000 people, you're going to go down to the beach and, you know, carve into the sand with the heel of your boot, you know, these letters, and you're expecting 1,000 people to show up. But I have been so grounded in how people feel about impeachment and about this government that I trusted that they would come. And it took me 3 months to organize, and I renting a helicopter. I actually had a run through where I rented a helicopter. It's $500 for an hour, and you get up. The helicopter goes up and it takes pictures of the beach. And the first time when we only had 30 people, I could see the power and the potential of this. I hear the music, Al.
Yeah. I'm looking at the pictures now. This is great stuff. You got to check it out, folks. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
We're not playing games anymore, folks. We're taking some action to get these bums out of office that raped and pillaged this country and turned the whole planet upside down. It's time for them to go. We're here with Brad Newsham, awesome activist who's working on just doing just that. Hey, you know, I'm looking at the pictures here. They're really good. You know, this is stenciled perfect lettering. I'm just wondering how you did that. Did you trace it out on the beach first and then have them, you know, lie over the letters, or?
Well, I got graph paper. I figured out what it would take. That the top, the seawall that runs along the beach there is a perfect straight line, and there's stairwells at 150-foot increments, so it was nice to have a place that you could, you know, start from. And then I just figured it out on graph paper, what it would, where I would have. I got 300-foot tape measures, a couple of them, a couple 100-foot tape measures, and I went down to the beach over the period of a couple of months and just figured out just what I would need to do. And, you know, I had pound stakes, run lines, drag literally heel of my boot through the sand to etch those things out to make the lettering.
I was going to say, they're perfect. I mean, it's...
Thank you. They look great. I was very tickled to see it. You know, and you organize something like this, and you think, oh, this is nuts. You know, for 2 months I'm thinking, I'm either insane or something. There's the potential here for the biggest public humiliation I've ever wanted to have. If I rent a helicopter and nobody comes, or it's a bust, or something happens. But, you know, the day that it came, 2 days after Nancy Pelosi took office, I went down there at 8 o'clock in the morning and fortunately, the tide was where I expected it to be, just out enough so that we wouldn't be washed away. One of the hate mail that I got said the best thing that could happen that morning would be an earthquake followed by a tsunami. But got to have a sense of humor. But
and expect that. That's the mentality of the neocons.
1,000 people filtered in and filled up the lettering, and at 11 o'clock, just like I'd planned it, here comes the helicopter, and not only the helicopter that I had hired, but here comes the ABC helicopter, and they took photos and video that went worldwide, and it was amazing. And the great thing about it too was that it was fun. There were no speeches. There was no sound system. There was nobody ranting at the crowd, no harangues. It was simply citizens who'd come to make a statement, who felt as impassioned about their country as I feel, and about, you know, impassioned about this administration as I feel. And
so how long were they out on the beach like that? How long were they?
Well, it was all over from start to finish within an hour and a half, and I think we were in position for about a half an hour both times. I tried to make it so that it didn't require too much of people. If you could just lie down on a beach, how hard is that? And both times it was a nice day, and so it wasn't that long. But it was what you heard was the sound of the ocean, the sound of laughter. You know, kids, dogs. There were veterans down there. There were old people. There were young people. There were people in wheelchairs that you know made their way. People helped them down the stairs to the beach. It was a very much a community thing, and it was grassroots. There was no leader. There was no celebrity there. It was here's a place you can come if you feel this way, and they did. And I'm thinking that, you know, there will be more. There is so much more energy out there that has been untapped against this administration. It's there waiting for the right expression to become available.
Now, you see, folks, that Brad could have said, yeah, that sounds like a neat idea, but it's probably not going to work. Probably not many people will show up. Probably the helicopter won't show up. Probably won't get any coverage. Probably I'll get laughed at. I mean, he could have come up with 1,001 things to just say, forget the whole thing. It never would have happened. But when you ignore all those negative thoughts and just do it, look what has come about here. This is great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. You know, I was the head of United Taxi Cab Workers in San Francisco about 10 years ago, and I got one of the jokes that has come out of that for me is that we would always run into guys and it cost $10 per month of dues, and we could hardly get any cab drivers to join. There's 4 or 5 thousand eligible cab drivers. The best month we had about 200 paying $10 a month dues. But we had thousands of people who were willing to come up and wag their finger in your face and say, you know what you guys should do? And it was, so that's a catchphrase around my life now. You know what you guys should do. But these were always the people who would never lift a finger to do anything, or who would never pay the $10 a month dues that would have allowed United Taxi Cab Workers to actually control the cab industry if we'd wanted. But there is so much. If you take that step, you know, you might fail. You might fail. You might look like an idiot. You might have a helicopter up there on the beach and you're the only one down there. You never know, though. You might have 1,000 people back you up. You might have it might spark events in 130 other cities 3 months later. You just don't know if you don't take that step,
then you'll never know.
You'll never
nothing
know.
Nothing will get done.
I have gotten so frustrated sometimes that I just leave I get here and I think about where the country's going. I realize I cannot sit at the kitchen table with my cup of coffee anymore. And I get up and I take one of my placards that are handy, and it says impeach! ! And I ride BART into San Francisco and I walk around for a couple hours. I tell you, it's the most restorative thing in the world to do that. Downtown, you know, financial district, lunch hour, people come up one after another saying, thank you, oh, thank you, oh, thank you, oh, thank you. People want to see this. They want to see some resistance. You have a bumper sticker. I put one in my back window of my cab, and people pull up alongside me and say, all right, you know, thanks, thumbs up, that sort of stuff. We can resist these people, and we can send them home early, and we can come in and we can have, you know, restore some sanity to this country.
Of course. They're afraid of us. This is what I'm always trying to remind people, because, you know, they want us to be in the fear seat. But the truth is, they're petrified of us. That's why they lie to us so much in the media. They don't want us to find out what they're doing.
I agree. Charlie, can I steer it over to the MoveOn, back to MoveOn a little bit?
Yeah, actually, I wanted to ask you a little bit about that, too. It seems like they're primarily a kind of a leftist thing, right? They're kind of stuck in that left-right paradigm thing. And
well,
I mean,
I've been a big supporter over the years. I you know, there's many issues that I see, you know, the environment, judicial reform, I mean, everything that they've taken a stand on. But it seems like they've gotten stuck on calling for they've gotten stuck on not calling for impeachment. And I've been trying to nudge them. And there's a place called, there's a site, www.ipetitions.com. If you enter Move On in the search engine, there's a petition there that you could sign. It's directed, it's not one of those things going to a zillion members of Congress and gets lost. This is directed at the few people at the center of MoveOn.org who have their heels in the sand the hardest. And it's asking them, please poll your membership. Just poll your entire membership. Ask us if we believe in it, that impeachment is warranted. And if we do, act on that. And there's a petition there. It's only a week old. I've been a little disappointed because there's only been 2,200 people sign it in the eight or nine days since it's been up. But it will make a difference if they get enough. They do watch these things, you know, that, like you're saying, the Bush administration is afraid of us. They should be. And the people at the center of MoveOn.org should be listening to their constituents who have followed them for, you know, years now.
Well, if we get any listeners that are members of MoveOn, get over there right away and make your voice heard.
Yeah.
I guess what I was asking about the left-right thing, I was just wondering, do you think that they, at least at the highest levels, do they see the Democratic Party leaders as their heroes that's going to save them? You know, it sounds like they're rallying behind them.
Well, maybe the people at the center of MoveOn.org see the Democratic Party that way. I don't know anybody that does, though. There's such a dissatisfaction with the stand and the resistance that the Democratic Party has offered up since they've taken
or
over
lack
Congress.
Thereof. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like you know, Dennis Kucinich files those impeachment articles and you've got, you know, three people backing him up. Out of that, it's just pathetic. And you've got people, you know, my representative, Barbara Lee, who I respect very much. She has not. You know, she's letting Dennis Kucinich swing out there in the wind by himself. So are all the other Democrats, and it's just ridiculous. You've got this, you know, mainstream polls that say that more than 50% of Americans want to see these people impeached, a solid majority. And you look at Congress, four people, this can't be. There's this huge disconnect, and what it's going to take, I think, to fill that in will be, you know, you and me and everyone who's listening, you know, who feels the same. And if we...
Maybe behind closed doors, Cheney's threatening them with a shotgun or something, huh?
I saw a cartoon about Cheney going to Iraq and he got his arm around Cheney's visit to Iraq, he's got his arm around a soldier and he's saying, you know, I shot somebody once. trying to be buddy-buddy with them. But, yeah, it's not personal for me with these guys. It's just because I don't know these people. I don't, you know, but...
You don't want to know them.
I don't, in fact, want to know them. But I don't know them. But I can see their acts, and I can see what they're doing. And, you know, we've all told a few lies in our time, and you know, that gives us the ability sometimes to spot a liar when we see one. And, boy, it doesn't take much experience to see the lies that are being told out there in our name and the crimes that are being committed in our name. And
I mean, yeah, the lies are bad enough, but, you know, it goes way beyond that. In fact, the lies are told to cover the bigger crimes, you know, suckering us into phony wars, stealing oil, raping our economy. I mean, this is a Pan-American thing. Have you looked into that? That's some scary stuff, too.
I went to in Palo Alto just last week, there was an impeachment rally, and I went down for it. And I got to cross the street to go to it. There were these two guys standing on the street next to me. They're 27, 28 years old, and I overheard their conversation as we were waiting for the light, and they said, oh, that's nuts. He hasn't even committed any crimes. You can't impeach somebody who hasn't committed any crimes. And I don't usually go off on people on the street, but I said, my God, throw a dart. You know, he's hit 10 crimes. Been ridiculous. It's like a menu you can pick from.
Name a crime he hasn't committed. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Good.
But on the other hand, there's so much we can do. You know, a letter to our Congress, you know, a handwritten letter to Congress or a senator, to the editor of our paper. These things all make a difference. And I've probably had, you know, more than 100 conversations in the last couple of years with the members of the staff of more than a dozen different representatives and senators. And every single conversation gets around to this point. They say, well, of course my boss is unhappy with the administration. Do you think we're happy? The aide says, do you think I'm happy being here? We would love to have a change, but what we need to hear from people. We need to hear from, everybody who's out there who feels this way. Otherwise, we can't move forward. And we also need to see people in the streets. Every time I have this conversation, it comes to some version of that response. And they are listening. They say, you know, we take our lead from you, and if we're not hearing it, we can't go forward. And so the people who are listening, if you can, you know, pick up your telephone, if you can pick up a pen and, you know, find the address for your representative, it all makes a difference. It all adds up. You put this cumulative pressure on Congress and the Senate and on the government, and we can change things.
Absolutely. I'm always, you know, telling people that one person can make a difference. In fact, most differences, most changes have come about at the hand of one person. And again, you're another example of that.
It takes my breath away sometimes, to just think back 6 months and think, and I was one person. And I thought, okay, there's just nothing behind me. You know, I had no organization, no group. And I thought, okay, this is a big, crazy idea, and I'm going to try it. And if I fail, I fail. I can live with that. But if I succeed, it's got a shot at opening the door for other people. I felt like I was in a hurricane shelter for a while, or a tornado, a cyclone shelter, holding the door open, and 1,000 people rushed in with me while I was holding the door open against the storm. And felt better having 1,000 people in there.
It's a great feeling when you know you are making a difference, and you can fight them back.
Yeah. If I can, one more example of one person making a difference. A cab driver in San Francisco got off the ground a new company that will have only alternative fuel vehicles. And so I've brought just a week ago, I brought my cab over into his company, and now I'm driving a Prius. I went from 20 years as a cab driver getting 9 to 13 miles a gallon. Now I get 42 I got yesterday, and one day I got 56 miles per gallon. If we all, you do the numbers and you think, boy, if everybody could, you know, cut their gas mileage, you know, the gas usage in half or by two-thirds like that, it would make an enormous difference in foreign policy, in gas prices, in everything.
Sure. Yeah.
And that was the result of, you know, one person pretty much sticking his neck out.
But every time I hear people say, oh, I'm just one person, what difference can I make? I mean, look at people like Hitler. Look at the difference that guy made. Of course, that was in the negative. But still, look, you know, you can make a heck of a big difference, negative or positive. One person, Mussolini, Franco. Stalin, Mao, look at those individuals and the havoc they wreaked. Well, if they can do all that damage just single-handedly, just think of what damage you can do for a good cause. You know?
True. And if you get some, you know, if there's a lot of people doing it, so much the more.
Yeah. Right. So, folks, you know, get out there, get active, get involved. You can make a difference. If you think negatively, well, what difference can I make? Well, yeah, you're not going to make a difference. You're never going to get anywhere. You're always going to be stuck in that rut, and you're going to be a slave the rest of your life. But take action and look what you can do. What were you going to say?
You mentioned piercing the fog of war earlier, the fog of 9/11, excuse me.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, 6 months ago, I thought that the people who thought that the government was somehow involved in 9/11, or that it was a plot, an inside plot, I thought they were the kooks.
Crazy tinfoil hat wearers. Yeah,
like people look at me now and think I'm a kook. But I have met so many people in the last 6 months, and someone got me to watch, just say, just watch this, that that video of Building 7 coming down. You know the one I'm talking about?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. And I went from thinking, but before that I thought, someone's going to have to prove to me that the government was involved. You're going to have to give me some proof. And I watched that video. How can a 47-foot building come down in at the speed of gravity, fall at the speed of gravity,
and crumble from its base
in 6 seconds? And
and just that
6 seconds it took me to watch that and say, oh, that's exactly like all the other videos I've seen of controlled demolitions.
Yeah.
And I really, in that instant, or those 6 seconds, I thought, oh no, now someone's going to have to prove to me that wasn't a controlled demolition. Which brings
exactly
up other.
The burden of proof is on them, not on us skeptics. It's on them. You prove that it happened the way we're told. It couldn't have. Rosie O'Donnell has recently joined the club, and she's going to have some people on there in the coming weeks to examine this more closely. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
The sleeping giant is awakening. George Bush's days are numbered. You thought you were going to take us down, George. We're taking you down. You're done. You're finished. The put. Pack your bags. All right, folks, we're back for a few more minutes with Brad Newsham, activist who's taking action here and getting things done, getting people moving. Welcome aboard. I'm glad to hear that about 9/11. You know, you're not alone. There's been millions like you that have been waking up all across the country. In fact, polls are showing now that the majority of Americans know the official story is a lie. They might not all believe the government itself did it, A lot of them think that, you know, they just sat back and let it happen. But it doesn't matter. They know that the whole thing is a complete hogwash. And you're right. Building 7 is a major problem with them. What was that?
Yeah, you look at that video. I mean, Building 7 was 47 stories. It's the equivalent of some of the tallest buildings in San Francisco.
It's huge.
If the tallest building in San Francisco were to crumble, I mean, there's a very small percentage of people, I think, in the country who are even aware of the existence of the Building 7 thing, that it went down after the Twin Towers went down.
It's not even mentioned in the 9/11 Commission report. They ignore it entirely.
Try to imagine that, you know, the Transamerica Pyramid in San Francisco were suddenly to fall in 6 seconds and that the media would not, and that no one would hear of it.
Yeah,
it sounds kooky. I mean, as these words come out of my mouth, it sounds to me like, no, that just can't be, that a 47-story building would suddenly crumble and it wouldn't even be reported by the mainstream press.
Right.
It brings up so many other questions about, you know, the control of the press and, you know, how we as people are manipulated and what we are fed leads us to believe whatever we believe and follow our leaders kind of blindly, which... You know, I have done. I've wanted.
Oh, we've all done it.
Yeah. You know, there was just in the run-up to the Iraq War, I was sitting on the front steps with my neighbors, and we were watching our kids play on the sidewalk, and we were debating this war coming up. And one of my neighbors, Claire, said, it's wrong no matter what. And I said, oh, Claire, but, you know, if one of our neighbors on the street had weapons in his house and... was threatening to use them, I know you wouldn't hesitate to send in the police, and none of us would. You wouldn't hesitate to send in the police and get that thing sorted out pretty quickly, no matter what it took. And she said, but they're lying. There are no weapons. And I said, oh, Claire. Poor misguided Claire. Oh, Claire. I don't think our government would lie about something that important.
Oh, boy, were you in for a surprise. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You know, so now I'm the voice of the the newly enlightened. I just don't think I can, you know. Now once that Downing Street memo came out, and it can no longer be denied that this was a con job.
The world looked prettier with those rose-colored glasses, but that's just not the reality of it, unfortunately.
It's true. My world's fine. I get to drive around San Francisco and talk to people. This lovely city, that this is my life. I get to, you know, write my books. I get to go hiking in the woods. An hour from here, there's 100 miles of I'm at the trailhead where there's 100 miles of woods and fields and cliffs and beaches along the ocean. They're skiing a couple hours away. I have this great life, but we're on the verge of having it crumble unless we get out there and...
Absolutely. Yeah. It's our duty to fight it. Well, hopefully in the future we can get you spelling out on the beach. 9/11 was an inside job. Anyway, I want to thank you for coming on. And folks, if you want to keep track of any future activism he's got planned, go to beachimpeach.org. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Charlie.
You bet.
With recent internet